Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or you just want to find out something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za or at David Dondi on those social media channels. That's DAVID DONDE and the podcast on fmr.co.za. I have just come back from a five-week off-road motorcycling trip through Southern Africa, and one of my objectives in that time was to wean myself off the dopamine hit that social media and the like gives you. And pretty easy to do on a trip like this. You are busy enough that distraction isn't required. When you do hit boredom on hundreds of kilometers of perfectly straight road, which happens from time to time, you get inside your head because you have no choice, and this is good. And the need to get this weird hit of dopamine, and it is an addiction, from somebody liking your photograph or your post or whatever it might be, disappears pretty quickly. But I knew coming back I would have a challenge to maintain that mindset and be present and mindful in my daily life. So I took advantage of an app that my wife had been using for some time called Opal, O-P-A-L. And I decided I was going to give it a try. And this is my report back coming back. What Opal does is you set it up initially, and I just use the standard settings. It asks you what you do and which apps you find distracting, and you put that in. And then you set your own limit for how long you want to go on that app per day. And you can set it across devices, and it's incredibly useful. It's available for Apple and Android devices, and it's extremely powerful, in my opinion. There is a paid version, which I think is completely unnecessary, but the free version, I'll come back to the paid version just now. The free version gives me all I need. It happily blocks me. I set it to no more than an hour. I do need social media to some extent for my work, and it blocked me to an hour. I decided that Facebook and Instagram were my distracting apps, and it just won't let me log in during work hours, and it won't let me log in other hours that I pick, and family hours, you pre-pick those. And beyond that, it only allows an hour across the day, which is more than enough. And I found myself not getting locked out until yesterday when it locked me out. You can bypass the lockout. You can go into the app and tell it, let me in, or whatever you have to do. I have deliberately not used that function, and quite frankly, I don't even know how to use that function, and that's good, but it is reasonably complicated but approachable to allow yourself through. You decide which apps are distracting, and then when you go into the app, it's got leaderboards and data logs of apps it considers distracting that you didn't, so it looked at how many minutes I'd spent on WhatsApp today and yesterday and gave me a report on that. I think it's well worth it. If you go for the paid version, it's a lot more granular, of course, and a lot more settings. But for most people, you shouldn't need it. The paid version is going to cost you, if you do an annual subscription, about 100 Rand a month. If you do want to try out the paid version, I do have a referral code that'll give you 30 days free. It is SMD6T. That's Sierra Mike Delta 6 Tango, and the app is called Opal. The free version will do more than you need. It's not the only competitor in this space, but it's one that works, that doesn't have ads when it blocks, and it gives you some nice sarcastic messages when you have tried to go in at the wrong time of day, which has happened to me on a regular basis. And that one time I went over, and I loved the message it gave me when I tried to get into Instagram last night after I'd used up my hour of social through the day. And it said, instead of looking at images, why don't you go off and draw one? And that's my message for you. Go off and draw an image. And that's it. If you've got questions or you want to find out more about something or just to comment, and that was the Opal app, by the way, and that code was Sierra Mike Delta 6T, SMD6T. Drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. And of course, the podcast, as always, on fmr.co.za.